141 years ago, our nation was birthed. And we should celebrate. Amen?
Amen.
We should celebrate. The issue, as we get ready to celebrate, is we need to recognize with a tender heart before God that our country needs a fresh move of the Spirit of God in our land. That our country needs to be bathed by the blood of Jesus. The original vision of the Judeo-Christian heritage and the original planting of our nation was as a New Jerusalem, if you will, for the presence of God. There used to be a clarion call prior to the Revolutionary War that literally went up and down the eastern seaboard that went like this. There is no king but King Jesus. There is no king but King Jesus. And you have to admit with me, we have strayed a long way. We've gone away from those foundations. And if you take a look at the Word of God and you allow it to be a plumb line, which is what He says the Word is, you see that our walls are leaning. And the ship of state needs to be righted. The Liberty Bell literally is cracked. That rings for the Spirit of the Lord in our land. And we need to say, along with God, we need you in our land again. The Bible says, happy are the people whose God is the Lord. It's right to celebrate. And I'm thankful. How many besides me are thankful that you were born in this country or that you're a citizen? We welcome all sorts of folks from across the world and those who are guests in our land. And I make no apology as an American that we come to this day or this time of year with a reason to celebrate and rejoice. The freedoms that we have still to gather in a place like this are remarkable. In fact, listen to the scripture. Now, the Lord is the Spirit, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17 says, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Psalm 32 or 33, verse 12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom He has chosen as His inheritance. 241 years ago, church bells rang out across the land. Celebrating the signing of the Declaration of Independence, our leaders who signed that document made a choice that they would defend what had been birthed with their lives and sacred honor and their fortunes, and they did. Virtually every single one of them was brought down to the end of their life, broke, destitute, having given all for the sake of the nation they had helped to birth. But sadly, that nation that was birthed has tragically kicked God away from our society, from our public institutions. We have begun to make some changes, but how many have seen the chaos and confusion loosed in the land in reaction to it? And we need to pray. July 4, 1776, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But that was based on the understanding that those liberties are only achieved when man is in right relationship with his Creator, with God, and with God's Word. I'm going to ask you to stand with me this morning because we have some pledges we want to do. And we're going to do three of them. And so I ask you to join with me with your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, and I will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God. You may be seated. As we take a look at the scripture, we find in 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 6, "Therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved." How many? "Who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men," please say it with me, "the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." And 2 Chronicles 7:14 and 15 says, "My people who are called by my name, they will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will" what? "Hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be opened, my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place." Many decades and hundreds of years ago, James Warren wrote Samuel Adams, 3 millions of people on their knees at once, supplicating the aid of heaven, is a striking circumstance, and a very singular one in America. May the blessings of heaven follow in answer to our prayers. How do we call to fall? We humble ourselves. We come down. And in humility and brokenness before God, with a deep cry in our spirits, we return to the Lord. We ask Him to forgive us of sin, nationally, personally. And we ask His blessing, His mercy, because we have this God we have worshipped who has told us over and over again how much He loves us, who wants to heal, who wants to forgive, who wants to have mercy if His people will call out to Him. And we resolve to turn from our wicked ways, as the Bible says, and resolve to return to the ways of the Lord. James 4, verse 10 declares, "Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up." What we're going to do, I'm going to ask you to find a place to kneel or sit, and we're going to do a responsive prayer. Those of you who have been with us before, you know what we do, but I'm going to have a part that I pray, and then the congregation has a part clearly marked to pray. And then there are sections where we'll all pray together. And then we'll take a time at the end where we also can just be quiet before the Lord. And then we're going to do a little more celebration. If you'd come to your knees at this time, let's turn to God as we take our responsibility as a congregation before Him. If you can kneel, great. If you cannot, sit, but with your whole heart, pray with me. Call to fall. Pat, I'm trying. All right, here we are. Heavenly Father, we know that You are good. Your steadfast love endures forever, and Your faithfulness to all generations. Today, we unite with Christians across America from many denominations and backgrounds, falling to our knees before You. We choose to come down, and we ask You to help us humble ourselves, not only today, but every day. We've become a proud and arrogant people and nation. You have blessed us, but we take Your blessing for granted. We have forsaken You, the spring of living water. We've chosen to love the world and the things of the world. As your people, forgive us, Lord. You call us to be a light, to live holy lives, to walk in Christian love and carry you and your gospel to the nations. You command us to bring up our children in your way, but we haven't, and our youth are leaving the faith. Jesus, too often we've been complacent, apathetic, lazy, disobedient, and unfaithful to your call. Instead of changing the world has changed us. We've failed to be the salt of the earth, to lift you up, to be the light of the world.
Forgive us, Lord.
Our forefathers, with love and devotion to their children, to future generations, sacrificed their lives for us. Yet we've become the me generation. Our goal has become self-fulfillment instead of surrender to your plans. Forgive us, Lord. Now our nation's under judgment. Natural disasters, war. Some nations hate us, international terrorists have penetrated our borders. We suffer economic collapse and turmoil, and preachers and politicians are seen for acts of corruption and immorality. Our jails and prisons are filled to overflowing. Our adults and children are enslaved by sin, sex, drugs, alcohol. Forgive us, Lord. Abortion and sexual immorality have become protected rights. Evil and perversions are called good, and good is called evil. We've allowed man to define marriage and genders instead of you. For the lust, the division, the murder of our young, Lord, we cry out to you today. Hear our cry. We seek your face. We turn from our wicked ways. Lord, heal our land. Forgive us our sins and cleanse us. Revive your churches. Nation, we pray. Set our pulpits aflame with righteousness. Purge compromise from our pews and cause your word to go forth to every part of America, Lord. Everyone together, we return wholly to you. Return, Lord, to us. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. What I'd encourage you to do for just even a few more minutes till we finish this, or a quiet moment, minute, take time. If there's something in your heart that you know you need to confess and repent from, you don't need to shout it out. If you want to cry out, you're welcome to. But if there's something in your heart between you and God, take care of it now. This is the time, as we continue all of us on our own now for a moment, to pray for God's healing in our land. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. By faith, we receive your mercy, your forgiveness, your help and guidance into a new day for America. And everybody said, amen. Amen.